I am speaking with Bill Donald, who is president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and a producer from Montana. And, Bill, we're going to talk a little bit about the proposed GPSA rule. And, of course, this came out in the summertime, and I think a lot of producers are still wondering exactly what this proposed rule is and what it might mean to them. As a producer yourself, you've obviously looked at the rule yourself. What do you think this rule would mean if it were put into practice the way it's written?
Well, I'll tell you, Cindy, one of the biggest concerns I have is how vague these rules are. We can have intelligent people that read it and come up with very different analysis what it will or what it won't do. So the vagueness is the first concern I have. And when we talk about making comments, it's so hard to make a comment on what the rule may or may not do because it doesn't define some things very well. It has the potential to have a severe adverse impact on value-based marketing programs that producers now utilize and have come to be a very important part of our beef supply system because they reward cattle that are fit a certain program, and that is something that a lot of producers are concerned about. Will this have an adverse impact on those programs and their ability to get the rewards that are necessary for making a more consistent, more palatable product?
Well, now, Bill, the cattle herd is about the smallest right now it's been in a very, very long time, which means higher prices for producers, and there's a lot of people in the industry right now like yourself who are pretty optimistic about the next year. What impact do you think the proposed rule might have on that situation if it goes into effect?
Well, I think one of the problems, one of the negative aspects of the rule is because it's so vague, there's going to be a lot of apprehension from both buyers and sellers. And the market has always responded negatively to apprehension. If people don't know the playing field, if they don't know what the premium is going to be for a given product or commodity, they tend to pull back, and that, at least in the short term, makes for lower prices. That's, as a cow-calf producer, that's a great concern to me because that is my livelihood, that getting a fair dollar for those cattle. And as we work through the ramifications of this, this apprehension is going to be detrimental.
We have a comment period that was extended, but it is just about to come up on a deadline here on November 22nd, I believe. What would you say to your fellow producers who might be impacted by this rule about the importance of getting comments in on this issue?
Well, I think this is probably the most important thing for a producer to be doing right now because it is going to impact every producer in the cattle industry. Every time a government comes up with a rule like this, it is incredibly important for the people that are going to be impacted by the rule to let the governing agency know how it's going to impact them and what their thoughts are about it. So I encourage every producer to get your comments in, and if they have any questions about how to comment or where to send those comments, they can find that at our website, which is beefusa.org.
All right, Bill, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there any other comments that you'd like to make about the proposed rule?
In summation of what I'm thinking of about the impact of this rule is the general vagueness of it is a huge concern, and there's also an attitude in the rule that this is designed to punish some practices and punish some entities, and I think that's a spirit that is detrimental no matter how it, what industry it covers. So that concerns me greatly.
All right, thank you very much. That's Bill Donald, who is president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.